This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God that's willing and able to meet our each and every need. We serve a God that's the time, look low, knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Hallelujah. It is good to be here. Praise the Lord, and be able to come before you to bring forth the word of God today. Amen. Because, hallelujah, He woke us up this morning. He sent us on our way. And for that, we are thankful and grateful this day and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand today just to thank you and to praise you for your mercy, your grace, and your love that have been extended upon our lives this day and forevermore in the name of Jesus. Now, precious Father, as I get out of the way that you may have your way here today, right, that the Holy Spirit of God would just move the way that you see fit. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We are so grateful and thankful, hallelujah, to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. And now, precious Father, I ask you to anoint this lips of clay, I have the band, Calvary's cross, crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going this night and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible with me, I would like you to open it up to the book of James, the fourth chapter, and we'll be looking at verses 8, and also in the book of Proverbs, 8 and verse 17. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the word of God reads in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. In James, the fourth chapter, verses 8, it says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. This. Also in Proverbs 3, hallelujah, verse 5 and 6 says, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. All of our ways to acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our path. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised this night. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing upon those that will hear His word here this night. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Again, we are thankful and grateful to have another opportunity to bring forth the word of God through the use of the internet. We ask that you pray for us and with us. Amen. As we, hallelujah, we bring forth the word of God, that the word of God will go forth and fall on good ground. And we thank God in advance for meeting the needs of the people, for those that will tune in and those that will be tuning in at a later date. We pray that the anointed of the Holy Spirit just rest upon the word of God. Hallelujah. Here in the word of God that was shared, praise the Lord, we have been created for intimacy with God. That is what it means to be made in the image of God. We have been given a spirit so that we can communicate with God's Holy Spirit. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about knowing God intimately. Knowing God intimately on a spiritual level. Here again in Proverbs 8, verse 17, it says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently finds me. There is no higher honor that God have given us as his children than to be made in his image. But when sin entered the human race because of the fall of man, it rendered everyone spiritually dead and thereby alienated us from God. Our spirit was no longer able to unite with the Lord in close communion. Hallelujah. However, when Jesus Christ came on the scene, he came here on earth to pay the penalty for sin with his death. And now all who trust in him as their Savior are spiritually born again. Their connection spiritually with God had been reopened through Christ. Yes, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, the word says, and you have he made alive who are dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, what a privilege, what an honor that God extended grace, mercy, and love upon our lives. He could have just let us die and go straight to hell. But because of the love that he had for mankind, according to John 3:16, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. We serve a God that is able and willing to bring us out of whatever situation we find ourselves in. We serve a God that's in his own time can come around, can come to our aid and turn things in our favor. Because Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So I stop by tonight just to encourage you, to give you good news. We are able, as a child of God, as a born-again believer, hallelujah, to know God intimately by ourselves, to know the God, the one that made us, the one that knows us better than we do ourselves, the one that is able to, hallelujah, to help us along the way. When our back is against the wall, he's able to make a way out of no way. Looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Looking on to Jesus because he can be a lawyer in a courtroom. He can be a doctor in a sick room. He can be whatever we need him to be. Yeah, hallelujah. As long as we in right standing with him. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. So again, tonight we are talking about knowing God intimately for yourself. God is good and worthy to be praised. People of God, your flesh will follow after what it is surrounded with the most. I'm going to say that again. People of God, your flesh will follow after what it is surrounded with the most. That is why it is important as a believer of Christ, you need to fellowship with the Lord and with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. Because as you do, you will discover how to yield to your inner man, your spirit man, because that is where God speaks to us. Yes, we have to get to that place. Train our man, our spirit man, to hear that still small voice of God speaking to us, and we listening, and in obedience, listening to what is said, so that we can follow the instructions that was given. Knowing God intimately, hallelujah, here in the book of John 17, verse 3, it says, and this is eternal life, that they know you, talking about God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, his Son, whom you have sent. Yes, God send his best. So we, as his children, should give him our best. Here in the Word of God, again in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, let us trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Knowing God in an intimately on a spiritual basis. Do you know God in an intimate way for yourself, believer of Christ? It is possible that you can go through this life obeying God and his commandments, but you not having an intimate relationship with God. You see, a lot of people say that they are a child of God. A lot of people say, I'm a believer of Christ. Well, you can know about God without even knowing God for yourself. So it is vital for a Christian to know God for themselves, intimately, as well as spiritually. Hallelujah. Intimate means, is defined as somebody who is very close to you. God has compassion and mercy for every one of us. Oh, yes, he does. He is a good God. He is a merciful God. He loads us down with benefit each and every day of our lives as children of God, as he allows us to see a brand new day. Our God looks down upon his children with care and concern, and he will do everything in his power to help us along the way. That's why we have to make sure to examine ourselves on a daily basis to make sure that we're in the faith. And if our life is out of alignment, come before God. Be real, honest with him. Bible says in Isaiah 1 and 18, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. Yes, God is a God that forgives. He's a God of love. He's a God of compassion. He's a God that always extended himself on our behalf. Also, the word says, hallelujah, that God that we serve, he's merciful. See, the word says where, hallelujah, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We don't walk in liberty to sin. We walk in liberty not to sin, asking God to help us in areas where we are weak. But if we do fall short, we look on to him. We come to him quickly and repentfully. Come to him. Repent quickly. Hallelujah. To make sure that we're in right standing with him, that our house is in order. In the book of 1 John 1:9, if we fall short of the mark and we allow sin into our lives, as a child of God, as a believer of Christ, the word says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Also, our God is so compassionate that he heals our illness, sickness. He blesses us with food to eat, water to drink, supplies us with a shelter for us over our head, supplies us with jobs, meeting our each and every need, basic needs that is needed in this life while we're here on earth. Words cannot express how good God is. The word says in the book of James, the 5th chapter, verse 11, the because of the verse, it says that the Lord is full of compassion and mercy. God each and every day of our lives when he allowed us to still be here in the land of the living, but to still be on top of the ground, and the ground not on top of us. He loads us now with each and every day with benefits that he allows us to be partakers of. For the Bible says that all the promises of God in Christ is yea, and in Christ is amen for the glory of God. So knowing God intimately, to know him in an intimate way, we must understand that our God is full of compassion and love and slow to anger. The word says in Psalms 103, verse 8 through 11, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in love. He will not always strive with man, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards them that fear him. God is not like us. When we get angry, our natural response is to get evil. Our natural response is to retaliate with vengeance. However, God is not that way at all. In fact, God is a loving God who is slow to anger. Yes, to know God in an intimate way, you must understand that God is abounding in his love. The greatest love that God has shown us as human beings is when he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us. Yes, the God that we serve, he's merciful. He is full of compassion. He is full of love. But he's also a God of wrath. Again, we have been created for intimacy with God. That is what is meant, again, to be made in God's image. We have been given a spirit so that we can communicate with God, Holy Spirit. As a born-again believer of Christ, the Holy Spirit of God abides within us in our temple, which is supposed to be holy, because we serve our holy God. That's why the word says, come out from among them and don't touch unclean things. In other words, let the transformation take place in our lives. Where it says in the book of Romans 1 verse 2, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may know what the perfect will of God is for our lives. Again, here we see in the Word of God, in John 3, 16 and 17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send that we may have everlasting life.
I grew so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. The master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Tells me so.
love made me whole when I was lost in darkness. Jesus saved my soul. He loves me. He loves me. From beginning to the end, I experienced his love. Now I found a true friend. He loves me. He loves me. Just read the writing on the wall.
We are talking about knowing God intimately for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, here in the book of John 3, verse 16 and 17, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. No greater act of love has been ever demonstrated than death, when Jesus gave his life in order to save ours. It is through his blood that we have forgiveness of our sins, which enable us to be reconciled to God and have a relationship with him. If you want to know about love, then look to the cross. Yes, the agape love of God. Hallelujah. Knowing God intimately. In 1 John 4, verse 8, the word of God says that he that loved not knoweth not God, for God is love. If you as a child of God doesn't have an intimate relationship with God, it's probably because you don't know God very well. Again, God has introduce himself to us. He has made known to us his goodness. He has personally proclaimed himself to us. Yes, if we see the nation of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, God, he led them by a cloud. Hallelujah. Fire was behind them, and the cloud went before them. So God will reveal himself to you. He will try, he will do his best to reveal himself to you as long as we're looking for him. Intimacy is what we call the experience of really knowing and being known by another person. Believers of Christ, you can't be intimate with a person who you do not trust, because trust is at the heart of intimacy. The more you trust someone, the closer you let them get to you. The degree to which trust is compromised in a relationship is the degree to which intimacy evaporates. Knowing God intimately, the more that you, as a believer of Christ, trust God, the more intimately you come to know him. If you as a child of God is feeling a distance from him, usually it's because of a disruption in trust. That is because, it could be because of sin or disappointment. Again, the word says in the book of James 4, verse 8, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for you to draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. For you to cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-mindedness. Knowing God intimately. You see, intimacy is more than just, is more than knowledge. Biblical knowledge is far better than gold when it fuels our trust in God, because it fuels our intimacy with him. But when biblical knowledge replaces our trust in God, it only fuels our pride. Always remember this, believer of Christ. God is very impressed with our faith and not our achievement. See, the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see, child of God, believer of Christ, where faith is lacking, God is not pleased with the quantity of your knowledge, nor the quality of your creative events. When God sees a believer of Christ whose heart fully trusts his promises and lives, and excuse me, lives by them, God comes to strongly support that person and manifest himself. I'm going to say it again because it's merit to be repeated. When God sees a believer of Christ whose heart fully trusts his promises and lives by them, God comes on the scene to strongly support that person and manifest himself to them. Yet God wants intimacy with his children. and he wants you now and all every believer of Christ to trust him with all your heart, your mind, your body, your soul. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You see, intimacy with God often occurs in the places where you most trust him, where you must trust him the most. Experience in heaven on earth is the principal joy and the peace that surpasses understanding that comes from trusting God wholly. Knowing God in an intimate way, God calls all of his people to know him personally and to love him unconditionally with heartfelt devotion. God delights when his people truly knows him, love him, and enjoy the blessings of his faithful love, justice, and righteousness. God knows each one of us inside and out because he created us. He knows us better than we do ourselves. God is aware of every action you do, and he anticipates your innermost thoughts. So through prayer, hallelujah, through prayer, according to Luke 18, verse 1, it says, men ought to always pray and don't faint. Through prayer, we can communicate with God on one-on-one, go in our secret closet, close the door behind us, get still before him, speak to him in spirit and in truth, then get quiet before him and listen to what he has to say. Then once it's said, follow the instruction on what is given. The word also says, but to study the word of God, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, according to 2 Timothy 2:15, and having a personal relationship with God for yourself. You can come to know him very deeply, personally, for yourself. When you get to have an intimate relationship with someone, you get to know that person inside and out. Well, God desires to fellowship. He desires to commune with us. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important to have a set time, a place where you meet with God on a daily basis, where you will, hallelujah, seek the Lord for yourself, or you will be a doer of the word, not just a hearer, letting the word of God sink from the head, from your head, from your mind to the depths of your heart, meditating on the word of God. Hallelujah. Let the word of God come, become a part of you. Here in the book of Matthew 11, verse 29, it says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am weak, I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. This is Jesus speaking and letting us know how important it is to yoke together with him, to learn of him, because he's meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. So believer of Christ, Some of us can be saved and eternally secure, but yet in our relationship with God, we can be so distant. So that's why it's so very important to make sure that your house is in order. So if your name is called and your number is pulled, you'll be ready to meet your maker. Have an intimacy with God is based on a spiritual oneness with him. Here the word says in John 4, verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that people of God is how we must relate to God, in spirit and in truth. Knowing God intimately, our souls and spirit will never experience satisfaction until we discover the joy of devotion to the only one God, our Father, who can fill our emptiness in our lives. Believer of Christ, when our spiritual senses are awakened, our understanding of God's nature and ways increases dramatically. The scriptures come alive with meaning and a new sense of discernment, guarding our hearts and our minds in this life, in our walk with Christ. Yes, the word of God is in Romans 2, verse 11. For there is no respect of person with God. Therefore, we can expect our Heavenly Father to grow us in every way. And this includes even our level of intimacy with him. Yet God wants intimacy with us, with you and I. Yes, you can grow in intimacy in the lives in your life, reading the scriptures, learning to hear God's voice, meditating on his word. Here we see, for an example, Father Abraham. Father Abraham, at that time, his name was Abram. He was in the midst of living his life when the Lord spoke to him and began to lead him into his divine plan to make Abraham a father over many nations. The Lord took him, a man who was willing to make himself known to him and to become Abraham. We had a name change from Abram to Abraham, and God established a covenant with him, making promises to him by obligating himself to fulfill not just in Abraham's lifetime, but for all time. You see, Abraham wasn't looking for God, but he was drawn into a relationship in which God taught him about himself by drawing him near. Here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, it says, God, who in sundry times and in many ways spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, yet in these last days he spoke unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed, heirs of all things, by whom also he made the world. You see, the Lord is excellent at pursuing and winning those he has made. So come to the Lord, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and he will give you rest for your weary soul. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. God gives you access to himself again through his Son, Jesus Christ. Salvation is your open door for encountering God, our Father. It is through the sacrifice of his Son Jesus on the cross that we have been given free access to know God in a more deep and intimate way. So having intimacy with God, the truth is, we need to remember is that God Almighty, who made heaven and earth, wants to be in a relationship with us. And he wants us to know him the way he knows us. God sees every effort we make to grow in fellowship and intimacy with him. And we can trust when we draw near to him, he will draw near to us. Hear the word says in the book of John 6, verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. You see, God gave us a clear picture of what he is like, and he put it all down in a book, you know, the Holy Bible, so that we can use it to learn and remind us of his nature. Yes, all that we need is in the Word of God. It's a love letter that God wrote to the church. It's a love letter that God has written to us personally as his child. So God gives us a clear picture through his word for us to, you know, take a hold of. You see, in the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth, we see how God interacts with mankind and how he communicated, and also the topics that we see that God sees as priority for our lives. If we want to know God in a more deep and intimate way, if we want to draw closer to his heart, then we need to be spending time in his word consistently and daily. If you do not feed yourself with the word of God on the inside, you will eventually dry up spiritually. So having a time of fellowship, having a time of studying the word of God is vital and important in our Christian walk in 2020, like never before. In the book of John, chapter 4, verse 24, it says again that God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You see, in time of worship, we declare the truth of who the Lord is. And through worship, we align our will to God's desire and are able to reset our focus on the one who is our maker, our creator, and our Lord. As we worship, we see God as he is, the one with all power, all authority, the one who is compassionate and sovereign over every part of our lives in this world. You see, worship is more than a song. Worship is the way we respond to God, the one who loves us and have given his life for us. Have an intimacy with God. You see, again, prayer. The Lord gave us prayer. Prayer is a must. We can't wait this on Sunday morning, midweek service. No, prayer must be done on a daily basis. Prayer is a means of us communicating with God. It is a way of growing closer to him. Prayer is a conversation in which you speak to God and he responds to you. It's not a one-sided conversation. No, it's a two-way communication. Prayer strengthens us and helps us to stay focused. So it brings us into a greater fellowship with God. God desires that we, being his children, would not only know him, but partner with him in the work of the kingdom of God to bring his own plans about in our lives as well as those around us. Yes, I will say it again because it's so important. We as believers in Christ have to understand our role while we're here on earth. God the Father, he desires that we, being his children, would not only know him, but partner with him in the work of the kingdom of God to bring his good plans about in our lives as well as those around us. That's why we have been given the Great Commission to go out and tell somebody, hallelujah, that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. God wants to use us in a way that is profitable, a way that we can be an example to let people know what Christianity is all about. You see, we are the clay. He's the potter. Allow him to make you, to break you, to stretch you, to mold you into the vessel that he may use you for his glory, that you may become his mouthpiece, his hands and feet from this night forward. So knowing God in an intimate way should be your desire and priority from this night forward. In Jesus' name, we pray. There may be one or that may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, this is your hour. This is your time. You done tried everything else. Nice. Give God a try. Give him a chance to make things, to make you right, make things right for you. You must come to him and repent of your sin. You must come to him with a made up mind and your heart changed from this day forward. In Jesus' name, we pray for God's glory. But we just hope and pray that through the word that was shared tonight, that you was blessed by it. May the Lord bless you. Answer each and every prayer. Honor each and every request. It's my prayer. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. We hope that you've received a nugget that you can apply to your daily lives. We hope that it's something that you will share with your family and friends. Please feel free to share the number 347-826-9424 with your friends and family and have them join us also on Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have questions, comments, or topics you'd like to be discussed, please feel free to write Apostle Tebow or myself at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Remember, be safe. God bless you. God's in control. We love you, and so does He. Have a great weekend, and the Lord willing, we'll be back on the air again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. sharp. God bless. Have a great weekend.